Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Sobiro, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone a very talented lady. Her name is Monique Martin, and she's the new director of programming of a fantastic organization called the Harlem Stage. And the Harlem Stage will be doing a fantastic event called Ella, a Centennial Celebration. And you know which Ella it is, because there is only one. This is Ella Fitzgerald, of course. And the event will take place on Tuesday, January 16, 2018, at 7 p.m. This is going to be a great, great, great program. We're going to talk about all of that. But first, ladies and gentlemen, please meet the one and only Monique Martin. How are you, Monique, today?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited about your enthusiastic introduction. I appreciate your time and including Harlem Stage on your program.
It is an honor and a pleasure, and you know, anything for you guys, anything. So for the people who don't know you, first, before we start to talk about this great organization that you I'm sure very lucky to work with, I would love to know a little bit about yourself, like where are you from and what brought you to start to work with Harlem Stage?
I am originally from Northern California, Berkeley and Oakland, and I had the great pleasure of having parents who valued art and culture. So me, along with my five siblings, were, brought to performances at both classical music and ballet, as well as traveling Broadway shows, library performances, free performances in parks, and just a range of offerings. So I came to New York to work in the arts and came, you know, somewhat culturally literate. I always have to thank my parents for introducing art and culture to our family and letting it be something of value. I live in Harlem, and I've been in Harlem for about 25 years. And this is my first time working in Harlem, so it's
wow.
Very exciting to have worked across the city, particularly with my 10 years at Summer Stage prior to coming here and bringing art and culture to five boroughs and really getting to know the city and all of its intricacies in terms of all the different cultures that are here and communities that are here. And learning the value of the kind of granular experience of communities that oftentimes stay in their community. And so how can performing arts institutions really dig deeper and reach those that are surrounding us in addition to music enthusiasts and dance enthusiasts? So I'm really happy to finally be in an institution where I can walk to and where I'm embedded in the community. It's really exciting.
Well, we are definitely very, very excited. And there's nothing like Harlem. And I'm feeling, you know, there is that kind of renaissance, you know, in a way of the beautiful Harlem culture, because without Harlem, there would never be Michael Jackson. There would never be James Brown. There would never be Stevie Wonder, because that music created soul jazz, which after brought pop, which after brought R&B, which after brought so many, many different genres. So I always say this is really the center of culture, even in the world. So then after you joined this great organization, so for the people who don't know Harlem Stage, I know, I'm lucky to know. But for the people who don't know, I know it's been there for 30 years, and they've been one of the best nation's leading art organization and won't achieve great distinction and did great work with artists and bringing this beautiful culture, and doesn't matter just music, because you have great legends such as Tito Puente, such as Eddie Palmieri, such as Sonia Sanchez, Abby Lincoln, Max Roach, this guy's amazing, and many other people. So tell us a little bit about Harlem Stage.
Harlem Stage, as you have confirmed, has been in business and supporting artists in both creating new work and also nurturing artists to present new ideas. So that includes, of course, the stellar legends that you've mentioned and also lesser-known artists that are emerging. Many times artists don't have the resources. They have a great idea and they want to do something new. They want to expand their practice, even if they are an established artist. Say they want to work with technology, or they want to include live music if it's a dancer, or if it's a jazz musician such as Christian Scott, who's in residence with us now for 3 years. He wants to, in the next season, do a project with dancers. And so what Harlem Stage is really unique in is we support artists wherever they are in their career in taking risks and trying new things. And, you know, all artists, you know, the saying of you're as great as your last hit. So, yeah. You know, everyone wants to top what they did previously, and it doesn't matter how much success that was. You know how it is. You cannot rest on a Grammy or a Tony or a local mention, even if it's not on that level. Yeah. You know, that's the beauty of artists, and also the beauty of artists in the times that we're living in, where people are becoming polarized and there's, you know, just conversations around division of culture and gender and a lot of tough questions that we're wrestling with, not only in Harlem and across New York, but across the world. And so we support artists that help us kind of understand these questions and move through these questions and, you know, really looking at the questions versus trying to come up with an answer. But we want Harlem Stage to always be a place where the audiences and the communities can come and feel that they're in a beautiful space that is sacred, that is safe, to have a great time and to also experience work that can be rigorous and can kind of push us out of our comfort zone of complacency.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I really love in you guys is a little bit like does Oprah Winfrey, which is taking this great, I don't like to say African-American because for me it's American, you know, mm-hmm. It's this great African-American culture, you know, but bring it to a massive audience, not just for their people, but I should say, for everybody, because for me, America has no boundaries in terms of people, but also culture, because that's what it is, more than anything else, has no boundaries also. And I think you are bringing that also. Is it something that you have in mind when you do the programming, or is just happening because that's the way it is?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. It's for sure we are committed to commissioning artists of color, supporting artists of color. And one thing that I'm bringing to the table and looking at, what does that mean now? You know, there are people that have mixed heritage. There are people that say if you are first generation from Senegal and you your parents might have, migrated to France and now they're in the States. So is that, you know, a person of color as defined by American standards? That's something that they may not identify, say that they're that, because in other parts of the world they look more nationalistically. So I'm Senegalese or I am, you know, Nigerian. So what does it mean to be a person of color? We're really kind of looking at that now as, you know, the world is changing, the world is getting browner, and how can we look at humanity and not have the burden of those kind of just surface distinctions of who we are?
Yeah, definitely. So now let's talk about this great event that I'm going to have the pleasure to attend.
Oh, great!
I'll be there, darling. No, even if you don't want me, I don't care, you know. No, I would definitely encourage as many people as possible to come there, because this is, I think, an event that will stay in the memory of many people and definitely in the history of Harlem, and I really mean that. You are going to honor pay tribute to the legendary Ella Fitzgerald in honor of her centennial. Can you believe already centennial?
Wow.
In the spirit of the best traditions in jazz, both of these artists, and by these artists, we mean the wonderful Dizzy Bridgewater.
Whoa.
And singing sensation, Way McDonald. I hope I said well, Way.
Yes. Yes.
And we have, she's the Harlem native, and she grew up taking vocal lessons at the Harlem School of the Arts. She has performed at the Apollo, of course, and she was a contestant at The Voice, which is a very, very small TV show. So, so the event will take place at 7 p.m. At the Harlem Stage Gate House, which is 150 Convent House at West 135th Street. So there is a concert, a benefit concert, but after there is a party where an after party, the VIP shuttle transportation will take us there. There's going to be a lot of great and important people. So tell us, what are we going to see during this event?
Well, we have so much rich music to mind. Ella Fitzgerald is a legend, no doubt, and beloved around the world. And as you mentioned, just in terms of Harlem being an epicenter for culture and jazz and music, she is a representative of that. She is, you know, was one of the early Showtime at the Apollo winners, and
wow.
You know, cut her teeth and really refined herself as a vocalist and also as a band leader. Many people don't know that she was also a band leader at a time where women weren't given that, afforded that opportunity. So
wow.
To have someone as powerful and beautiful as Dee Dee Bridgewater, who is a, you know, living legend,
yeah.
to interpret Ella Fitzgerald, we are over the moon. We cannot wait for next Tuesday to come fast enough. And the brilliant, you know, mission of Harlem Stage of honoring both legends and icons like Ella Fitzgerald, who would have been 100 years old, and Dee Dee Bridgewater, who was a living legend, and then pulling up an 18-year-old powerhouse of Way McDonald to give her an opportunity to be on the same stage and to share
wow.
a bill with Ella Fitzgerald is really something extraordinary and unique for an institution to do that. We could have, of course, stacked
oh,
the deck
yeah.
with powerhouses, but why not give a young emerging artist the opportunity
exactly.
to step her game up and be on the same bill as Ella? And, you know, Ella's, I mean, to be on the same bill celebrating Ella with Dee Dee Bridgewater. So Dee Dee, you know, was open to it. She wasn't aware of Way. As soon as she saw some of the clips from her on The Voice and other clips, immediately she opened up her arms and her heart and remembered who she was as a young artist and who opened mm-hmm. the door for her. So we want to look, you know, forward and also look back at the same time
mm-hmm.
with our programming.
And in case Way McDonald cannot perform, in case Way McDonald cannot perform, you can call me. I come to perform for sure.
Do you? I mean, hey, Ella has some big compositions to you know, to take on. So if you want to, when you are here, to you know, jump up there, then please, I might have to trap you.
I think I would be so mesmerized by their performances that there's nothing I'd be able to do. So, my dear Monique, thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro. I had the pleasure to have today on the Culture News, which you can hear on iHeartRadio, iTunes, but also Google Play Podcast. I had the pleasure to have the very talented Monique Martin, who is the wonderful new director of programming from Harlem Stage. And you guys must attend. You understand? You must attend. Purchase tickets, they are close to nothing. Honestly, the prices is extremely affordable and for the great time and the great people that you're going to meet. And this is a night that will stay in history. So in 50 years, in 30 years, in 100 years, you could say, I was there. And that's
absolutely.
A night that one absolutely would remember. And you are doing also a great donation. And if you cannot attend, you can send money to this great organization. I'm sure nobody will return your check. I'm sure.
Right. Like, and this event launches our spring season. So, you know, we'd love to see everyone there on the 16th, and we also want to see you throughout the season. So this is how we're kicking off the spring season.
You know what we're going to do, Monique? We're going to do another interview after this great event, because there's so much to talk about what you are doing that in one interview, you know, I don't own the radio yet. You know what I mean? So my show is limited, you know, so I cannot talk about everything. But this is so fascinating that after this event, let's say by the end of January, we're going to do another interview. We're going to talk how great that event was. But also we're going to talk about every single thing that you're going to do in the spring, okay? If we have to do one show for each thing that we're doing, we will do it, okay?
So, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure and my honor, and you guys must be January 16th, 7 p.m. at the Harlem Stage Gatehouse. Don't forget to purchase the tickets, and they can be purchased online at harlemstage.org, harlemstage.org. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.